Chulin, Perek Hei, Mishnah Gimel, Hashoichet V'Nimtza Treifa. The Mishnah is now going to be Masbir, other Efanim of the Shchitas Oisev as Benoy, when you're Chayiv, when you're not Chayiv. If the Behema was Shechted, and it's found to be a Treifa, so the Behema never became Mutar L'Achila. It's a Shchita, insofar as being Matir Midei Tumas Nevel is concerned, it's not a Shchita to be Matir L'Achila. Or Hashoichet L'Avaydazor, the Behema Shechted L'Shem Avaydazor, we had the end of the second parak, then that becomes also Bano, certainly also Ba'achilo. Hashoichet Paras Chatos, he Shechted outside the Beis HaMikdosh, but it has Kedushas Paraduma, it Shechted as a Paraduma. It never matter L'Achilo, because the din of Paraduma is the Skadish, its Avoida is to Shechted, Bizerk the Dam Keneged the Kodesh from the Har HaZeisim, and then to burn the whole carbon into ashes. So until it's burnt, it's also bachila. Similar, the shchita is never matir lachila, and therefore it has the same din as the first two cases, which are not mutar lachila. That's the tzara shava. Shor haniskol is also banod. A shor that's negerach v'chigig, shor es ish v'meis, soko yisok l'ashor, v'lo yo'ochel s'psori. The Torah speaks out that the boss is also banod. We just said that's also banod. The Gemara learns out. The Egla Rufo is also a dead body was found, and the Psukim and Pasha shaved him that they have to take an Egla and go down to the place where the dead body was found and say Sey Dividui and spritz the dam. That didn't Egla Rufo, but it does ask the Behema Bahano, certainly Bachila. So the halach is in all these type of cases, Reb Shimon Poite v'Chacham Mechayven. The name of this type of discussion, what the Gemara calls it, is Shchita She'ena Ru'uya. A shchita that's not matir l'achila. The Torah says, "Oisev es benoy lo yisishchatu b'yemechad, lo yisishchatu." So that's poshut, that if somebody came and somebody shot a mother, you're allowed to shoot its vlad the same day. Not only that, you're allowed to shecht the vlad. Because the Torah says what's also is, "Sishchatu b'yemechad." That's not a debate. What is debatable is what happens a shchita, which is a shchita, but it's not matir l'achila. Does that go under the heading of Sishchatu that should be called Loi Sishchatu B'yayim Echot and it would Asa? So we have a Shchita She'eni Ruya, it's not Matal Achila, it's Nimtza Trev, it's a Shchita, but it's not Matal Achila. All the cases that we just mentioned are in that vein. Reb Shimon Poiter, Reb Shimon holds Shchita She'eni Ruya, Loi Shmei Shchita. V'achachomim Mechayvim, they hold Shchita She'eni Ruya, Shmo Shchita. The Gemara brings the Makaris for this Machlokes. One pasuk that the Gemara brings, a pasuk by Yosef HaTzadik, making a suda for the brothers when they come to Mitzrayim, in Parshas Miketz. So the pasuk puts the word Tvoyach Tevach, which refers to Shchita, itu yoichlu. So the definition, the operative definition of Shchita is something that's matir l'achila. That's the way they learn. The Gemara says that the Chachamim hold that that we learn out from Shchut Echutz, how could it be called a Shchita? It's any Ruya, it's not Matal Achila. Elamai, it's a Maisa Shchita, on a Behemoth that could have been. So even though now Befoiled, there's no Heter Achila, it's called Shchita. Well, it'll be important to mention that the first two Mishnahs, with all the different variations that we learned, Shchita, of Chulam, Mugdash, and Befnim, Bechutz, etc., there were two cases over there, which are clearly told in this Machlokes. There's the case of Shtei Behemoth Chulin that are Nishchat Bazor. There's no Heter Achilo. Shtei in the Mishnah, Yechayim and Oisvah Esbenei. There's no Heter Achilo. Teretz is, it's going, not like Shri Tzim Shim. It's going to Mechayim. And you have the case also of the other case of Chulin Bazor. Both of them are Shri Tzim Ruya. So clearly it's totally in that. So that's the Etzim Achleks over here. Another thing to point out that the Rav brings from the Gemara is that the Mishnah, it has cases that are added from a Braisa that are not Lalocha. Das heißt, the cases are Sheikhet Vinim Tzatrei, for that Shkita Shein Ruyo, Sheikhet Lavoy de Zoro, Sheikhet Paras Chatos Vishara Nisko Ve Egla Rufo. Reb Shimon himself, that holds Shkita Shein Ruyo, Loi Shmo Shkita, would be Mechayiv by Paras Chatos and Egla Rufo. Why? Paras Chatos, the Gemara goes into the whole Cheshbin, that Be'etzem is Paras Chatos, not a regular carbon. So Mel, it has Pidyon, doesn't have regular Kedush Zagof. So it has pidyon. If it has pidyon, it's oimidli podos. If it's oimidli podos, it's called something that's oimid be'etzim to have a heter shchita. Therefore, it's called shchita ruya. One. Egla arufo, the isra only starts after its head is chopped off, at the place of the murder. in Parshas Shoftim. Mashenkin, before the Arifa, the behemoth is mutter. So why does it say over here that Egla Arufa is called, if you shecht it, obviously the behemoth was still alive. So it's before the Arifa, so b'chay shechita shen ruya, it's not a shechita shen ruya, it's mutter b'achila. So therefore you have to take these two cases out. Another point to make is that the case over here of shechit l'avay dezoru, which the Mishnah makes tall in shechita shen ruya, shmo shechita anad, however, in a case where he shechted l'shem avayda zara, the Mishnah wouldn't be able to say that he chayv malkus. He chayv a lot more than that. He's chayv misa. A shechted l'avayda zara is chayv skila. So why would the Mishnah say, obviously it was with the Edom and Asro, that he's chayv on the l'avayda v'espino, he's going to get killed. So obviously that's not the case. The case would only be where he shechted the first one l'shem avayda zara, and the second one was a shechita la'achila, was a regular shechita. So then there's no kamla with the Rav Minei. L'maisa, the Rav just finishes off that pa'omim, even by shochad rishon l'shul chonoi, v'sheni la'avoy dezorei k'bichayiv, and the case would be, is that they gave him hasura mishum oisev ez benoi, but they didn't give him hasura mishum avoy dezorei, that since there's no hasura mishum avoy dezorei, so it's not chayiv misa, but even though he did a maisa that would be mechayiv and misa, he could be chayiv on the same ma'aseh malchus mishum ma'aseh ves benoi. That would be the chab case. Weiter. Hashoichet v'nisnab lo biyodoi. If he shechts and the behemah didn't shecht, he did one of the psul shechita, or the animal died in the middle of the ma'aseh shechita. V'hanoicheh, he didn't even try to shecht, he just stabbed it. V'hama'akeh, he just ripped out the simonim, what we said before he shot it. Potim shum oisiv es benoi, that's lo divrei kulam, because it's not a shkita at all. Not a shkita shein rui, it's just not shkita, it's nevela. Shnayim shelokchu poru bno. Two people bought animals. One bought a mother and one bought a bno. Now they both want to know, it's Erev Yomtiv. They both want to know who has right of way to shecht today and who has to wait to tomorrow. Obviously the first one who shecht is going to ask up the second one. Now we're learning chulin siyaridaya, but this is like sort of a schus in chayshu mishpat. I mean, what gives somebody right of way? Like a menschlichkeit, he bought it first. But that's the halacha. There's nothing in yaridaya that can be mechayivim. Vim kodam hasheni zocha. And the poets can point out that, this was in a shuk shel behemus, they came to the rov, and there's one person who needs, he's making a chasna tonight, he has to shech today. The other guy bought a cow for Yom Tov is next week. So I'm not the kofin on me this time. I'd rather you make the other person, even if he bought first, you make him wait. But again, it's not a yeridei de kalocha, it's just a menschlichkeit, basic derech eretz. Here's another din. Shochat poro, v'achar kach shnei boneo. Achap. The mother was shechted. The mother being shechted assured up the shechita of both of the vlodois. A cow in a barn, it was just shechted, it asses up all the cows. Seifik shmeinim. Let's say somebody shechted both. He gets two malkias. Each one is a separate ma'aseh. There's no such thing as getting two malkias on one ma'aseh aveira. Unless it's two distinct lav, and here it's the same lav. So the way you have to understand it is that what the Mishnah is saying is that the shechita of the mother is matel a chalos shem iser, to do a ma'aseh shechita on each one. The name of the ma'aseh issa is not the mother with the child. The name is, it's a chalos issa on the child. Each child is a separate issa, separate benoi. Shochat shnei boneo. Let's see, you have the converse, you shechted shnei boneo. That's mutter, by the way. Two calves that are siblings are allowed to be shechted via mecher. V'achar kach shchoto. And then he shechted the mother, seifik esu aboyim. Because the issur is not mitzad the vlad and the mother. The issur is a chaloy shem shechita on the mother. The mother is one ma'aseh. Next case. Shchoto vez bito vez bas bito. Shechted the mother and the daughter. And then the granddaughter. The older cow. The cow. And the calf. Seifik shmoinim. There's certainly two ma'aseh. First, he shechted, and he made a chalos iser on the middle cow. When shechted the middle cow, first of all, there was a ma'aseh issa, also he made a chalo issa on the baby cow. Shchoto vezbaz bita v'achakach shochad bita, here he did faker. He shechted the animal vezbaz bita. The val is no ma'aseh issa, because the issa is oisev ez beno, not ben beno. V'achakach shochad bita, then he shechted the middle one. So if he gets our boy, there's one ma'aseh issa. Sumchis oime mishum reb meya sefik shmeinim. And this needs hazma. The Rav explains that Sumchis is arguing on the Hanocha that when there's a chalois iser and there's one maise iser, then you could be over one time. Sumchis holds you could be over twice. The chalois iser in this type of case is on the middle cow from two angles. It was chal on her and iser mitzad her daughter, and was chal on her and iser mitzad her mother. So then you get shmeinim. There's only one maise iser. Sumchis is vort is that when there's one maise iser, but it carries with it two chalois isurim, it can be chayiv two malkis. Like we said, person eats an chatichet isura that's nevela, and it's also nevela of a treifa animal. Somebody can be chayiv two. Because over there, that's kilu two maise iser, even though it's only doing one maise of eating a kezayis, but it's totally separate. Over here, there's two chaloise iser, but of the same iser, there's one maise iser. That specifically, Sumchas holds, can be chayiv two, the chacham holds, can be chayiv one. This is the way the Rav explains, and they have support from this. This is the way Rashi explains also over here on Daf Pei Beis. There's another hezbi, look at other Rishonim, they say a different vart. So Chiddush, the Rishonim say that over here, is nichlal in the shchita of the middle, the yeshechting oisev es benoi, and is benoi v'oisoi. So even though batsim it's the same shem avera, but since it's a different oifin, so there that's already called two separate maisim. It's one maisa true, but it's one maisa that carries with it two separate oifanim, so that's already more similar to eating one piece of meat that's nevela and from a horse. That would already be similar to that. It's a chiddush, because the shem halav is the same shem halav. Now the Mishnah says something interesting. There are four times a year that a cattle merchant has to inform somebody who's buying an animal that the mother, ima mocharti lishchot. Heads up, you're planning on shechting today. You should just know that I sold the mother. Mistaba that the mother will be shechted today. I'm warning you, you better hold on to this animal till tomorrow. Now, in a regular day, people don't shecht animals every day. It's a big investment, the behema gasa. We're not talking about oifis. We're talking about a behema gasa. It's a serious business. So, Mel, there's no muhzokus that the customer is going to shecht today. There's also no muhzokus that the previous customer also shechted today. But there are four times a year that's becheskas when a person's buying meat from a butcher. He's buying a live animal, it's going to be shechted that day. And therefore, he has to be Moedia, Ima Mochate Lishchot, Bita Mochate Lishchot, Elain. What are the 4 days? Days that Yidden eat meat. What's that? Erev Yom Tevach and Shochag, the Erev of the last day of Sukkot, what we call Hashanah Rabba. The Erev Yom Tev Harishon Shal Pesach, Erev Pesach proper, Erev Atzeret, Erev Shavuos, the Erev Rosh Hashanah. Ukedivrei Reb Yosi Aglili, he is a derech halachas that is a fifth. This was the minigin golul, was Erev Yom Kippurim. That means the stomach of the milsa is that people did not eat meat on Erev Yom Kippur. Maybe the pshas they ate chicken, is already muvu in the kadmonim. That Erev Yom Kippur, meat is hard to digest. Person wants to stay up and he wants to have koyach for the davening. Leil Yom Kippur, he should not eat meat. But Lamaisa and Golul, they did eat meat. Rav points out, why would there be more a din of Simcha and shechting more animals on Hashanah Rabbah than on Erev Sukkot? The Ikka Mitzvah of Simcha Sukkot is definitely the first days of Sukkot. There's a Tosefes, Ach Someach, on Shmini Atzeres. The answer that the Rav says, they didn't have as much time. People are busy on Erev Sukkot. Why? Because they have Mitzvah Dal Minim and Mitzvah Sukkah. Everybody's busy Erev Sukkot. Right before Shmini Atzeres, there's already no mitzvahs. The only mitzvah is the mitzvah of Simcha. So there, you want to make a special suda, there's more time. Pesach is Zman Chayusenu. Shavuos is Kabbalah Satera. Erev Rosh Hashanah, there would be marve b'simcha to show that that betuchen anu shenasal anu neis that was zeicha badin, and Erev Yom Kippur begol. Amar Rav Yehuda emasai. When does the moicher have to sell, tell the customer? And these four times a year, bizman she'en le'revak. When there's no time frame, there's no space between the two animals. Avol yesh le'revak, if there was an appreciable amount of time. He sold the other animal the day before. Ein tzarech le'din, because mistame he shecht already yesterday, and the one who's coming today is shechting today. U'moide b'Yehuda. Let's say they were shechting for a chasana. No? It seems like both sides were being oisik ba chonois for the food for the sudlas chosin v'kala. The tzad of the chosin, tzad of the kala. So he sold to the aim hachoson v'sabas l'kala, the mother animal that is, to the chosin, not to mechatenista. They sold the mother animal to the chosin, the bas l'kala. There it's clear that they're going to shecht them one day because they're eating one time. Shetzarech lo idea biyadu sheshneim shechtem yeim echad. Mishnah Dal. Ba'arba prokim elu mashchitin, these four times that we just mentioned. Mashchitin satabach bal korchoi. This needs a little bit hesber. Me'ikir adin. If a customer comes in to buy a butcher, let's go back to the shtetl, let's see how they used to do things. They didn't come into the store and buy a pound of pastrami, 2 pounds of corned beef. They came to a butcher and they bought a chelik of behemah. Nobody's eating a whole cow. But it wasn't a shtetl. They all teamed up and everybody bought a certain amount of the animal. They were shutvim in the animal. When it was shechted, they all had kifi, whatever they paid in. Now this, that the hanocha should be that one should be allowed, if he bought 10 pounds of meat, he should be allowed to force the butcher, even if the butcher hasn't filled up his register yet. That means he hasn't necessarily sold all the kalakim of the behemoth. But if there are 5 people that bought their money's worth of food, of meat, they should be able to say to the butcher, you have to shech, because it's our animal just as much as yours, and we want the animal shechted. We signed up on the Rishima in order to have fresh meat today, not until you sell next week. We don't want to wait till next week. And they should be able to force him. Why would they not be able to force him? Why only 4 times of the year? So the Gemara gives a whole arichus over here. The Rav brings up a kitz and imritz. Is that the Gemara in the 4th paragraph above and see has a whole discussion. From what point do customers kind of the meat? The Gemara brings a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh. We pass in Rabbi Yochanan that dvar toira mois koinois. Whenever a person buys metaltalin, apples in a store, a car, a cow in our case, he's koina as soon as he pays the money. Kesev is koina. Chazal had a chash that if a person pays for produce, merchandise, and he hasn't yet received it, until he takes physical possession, we're going to say that the storekeeper, the seller, is going to be lax, and he's going to let the stuff go bad. What Chazal called b'l'shanem, nisrifu chitecha ba'aliyah. Reuven sells Shimon chitim. Shimon didn't get the chitim yet. Sitting by Reuven, Reuven doesn't care. He has his money. Reuven lets the thing be burnt down. So because of that, Chazal will mafkir the kinyan, and they made that the only thing that's koina is the physical possession taking of the metaltalin. That being said, when Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda come to the butcher and they buy their chelik, he's buying 5 pounds, 7 pounds, 9 pounds, whatever they're buying for yomtiv. 5 people now own a chelik of the behemoth. So midderaisa betzim they paid already. Chazal, however, were mafkir and lemaisa, they were never moshech the cow. The butcher has the cow because he's the one who's going to shecht it, prepare it, cut the meat, wrap it up, and give it to them. They're only taking possession of it when they get the meat, not the animal. They weren't kaina. If they weren't kaina, they can't force him to shecht it today. So that would go against the din that we said, that if they had owned already part of the cow, they could force him. Lamai said they don't own. Over here, Ba'arba Prokem Bashana, because of the need to provide fresh meat, Chazal established that over here the kinyan deraisa, namely Mois, should be kinder. And therefore, when the 5 people sign up on the Rishima and they paid, they own the cow. So we go back to the way we understood that they could force the butcher to shecht now. And that's what the Mishnah refers to when it says, Ba'arba Prokem Elu Mashchitin. They could force the tabach, the butcher, to shecht bal korkoi against his will. Afilu shor shava elef dinar ve'en lekech ele dinar. He bought a small piece of meat, a dinner's worth, and it's a huge axe. Koifenay selishchot. The Mishnah says it again. The Mishnah says the fallout of this din lefikach. Since at these four times of the year, we say that as soon as a person paid money, he owns the cow. In mace, let's say the cow died before the shechita, mace lekech loses the money. Avo b'shayim vayis hashana. Where we have the takana that Mois is not koina, only taking physical possession, Meshicha, and so on is koina. Eina kain, it's not that way. Lefikach, im meis la moicha. The moicha is the one who takes the loss. The lekech doesn't yet own the cow. There's a lot to say on this topic, Legabe, the fourth paragraph of Bava Metzia, that a person can't, even if he paid money, and he doesn't own, but we say he does really have a king in deraisa, he can't just pull out. If he wants to pull out of a deal that he made already, he's mekabel mishapar v'chulei. Those are prot and a geah to the Mishnayis over there.